$1 and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. With that, it's a Tuesday. It's a political day. I have District 33 Representative Mike Prox in the studio, and then later on we'll give Q Senator, I believe, not Q, whatever Senate seat Kronk sits in.
Give you a chance.
Do you know which one that is?
It's R, but don't take my word for it. He might know. I don't know.
Well, good morning and almost Happy New Year. How you doing?
I am doing well, surviving all of this cold weather.
How's that going for you?
Actually, it's going all right. My car isn't too happy with this cold weather, but other than that, it's...
Do you think anyone's car is happy with this cold weather? Do you think you're alone in that?
It's hard on cars, and I got to talk to the Quilters Guild and see if they can start making fitted hood covers. I have actually three blankets and a windbreaker that I cover my car with, and it really helps, but it's kind of a pain in the butt to take them on.
Three
blankies for my car.
You ever thought about this building a garage?
Well, you know, that'd make too much sense. Yeah, and I have a garage, and it's heated with a wood stove, and I can't fire up my wood stove when it's this cold because of the PM 2.5. Life is difficult, you know?
They still have that PM 2.5 thing going?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're getting close, actually. The good news is we have reduced the maximum pollution levels, if you will, in the North Pole area by about half, and so we're down to about 50 parts per million, and the goal is 35 parts per million.
So you're at the original goal right now.
Before they changed the goal amount. Yep.
Are they going to change the goal amount again?
Well, yes and no.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, right. A politician. Yeah, right. I don't know what'll happen. Before Trump came along, the EPA was going to lower the yearly average quite a bit. And I don't know where we would be. In Fairbanks, in the North Star Borough, it is the winter and it is the inversion. So it's the daily average is what we're violating at the 35 parts per million. It's much lower on average throughout the year, and they don't count forest fires. Wood stoves, they do count because that's man-initiated, I guess.
Forest fire air or this air?
The forest fire air, from my perspective and my experience, is much worse.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I concur.
Yeah, and for those that are bothered by smoke, fine particulate pollution, those, for me, the N95 masks that you can buy, boom, takes care of it. When I'm bothered actually by diesel smoke and forest fire smoke, I get all the symptoms of a cold when it gets really thick, but put on one of those masks and in a matter of a couple hours, boom, situation taken care of.
You, head down to Juneau in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, back to
the grind.
Big debate, the grind. Yes, it's going to be an interesting year. People need to really pay attention. Well, you should pay attention every year. But this is going to be historic in a number of ways, I think.
How so?
The LNG, we have to make some decisions on the natural gas pipeline. That's going to be the big one. And well, we could either make a great decision to make the project go, which I hope we can. And on the other hand, we have to really be careful because that is a high-risk project, and we could get into something that falls apart in a couple of years and really looks stupid. So we really got to pay attention to that and make sure we're doing something that can work long-term for Alaska. And the immediate thing for the legislature is the tax rate. There's on oil and gas transportation property, the state imposes a 20 mil property tax.
Mm-hmm.
And for the oil pipeline, well, that was a big deal, actually, but there was so much value in the oil that it didn't affect the go or no-go decision for the oil pipeline back in the 70s. But the LNG liquid or natural gas pipelines have a much lower profit margin, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And
much less of a sales price point.
That too.
Revenue.
Yes. Yeah, revenue. And so they, for gas pipelines, they have to amortize the whole thing over a 20 or 30 year period. And they want, lowering the property tax would help them on the front end when they're not getting cash flow. It's a real big deal. But the biggest deal for them is that they want a level of certainty for taxation. And, they don't want to invest $40 or $50 billion and then you come along 5 years later and jack up the taxes on them because that could put the thing out of business. So the alternative to a tax, because in the Constitution, one legislature cannot bind a future legislature as far as taxation. So
revenue.
Revenue, yeah. The way you
remember
get around,
that when you say everyone's owed a PFD.
That's correct. That's going to be another debate there. And
touché, yeah. Mr. Prues.
Yeah, right. But anyway, so one, lots of options that you have for that. But one of them would be to have a payment in lieu of taxes.
A PILT,
yes. And probably something along that order is going to be needed to give them the financial certainty that they need in order to get people to lend them money to build a pipeline. So that's easy to say, but kind of hard to wrap your mind around. And then we don't want to, a legislator has to look for the interest of the state of Alaska and the people of Alaska as a whole and not get too wrapped up on, oh, this is a great construction project. Let's move forward. Do whatever you have to do. So it'll be good. I've learned way more about pipeline financing than I ever thought I needed to know. So that'll be fun. And then, yes, PFD, the whole budget picture right now, with the governor's budget, we're short about $1.5 billion to cover that with anticipated income.
Mm-hmm.
And, from the legislator's point of view is, well, take it away from the PFD. Well, that ain't my point of view. I hope we can focus on some long-term things to reduce state expenditures.
There you go.
And there's lots of stuff that we could do. And it's a whole bunch of little things which we got to focus on. And I think there's a lot of little things that, well, one yeah, it's a little thing in the big picture, but the federal impact aid.
Mm-hmm.
It appears that we're not collecting as much federal impact aid for education to the tune of in the neighborhood of some people with some credibility. AML, Alaska Municipal League, thinks that we're giving or not claiming about $30 million worth. So we've got to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, this is the year that you try and scrounge every penny you can.
You do. That's what you do. And, you know, I grew up in a family business.
You're used to that.
I'm used to that. You look at the craziest things. You save a couple of cents here, a couple of cents there, and over the year that really starts to add up. And,
yeah.
That's
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. Yep. I have Representative Mike Prox in the studio here, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Listen to KFAR Monday through Friday at 7:40 a.m. and 2:03 p.m. for the Precious Metals Report brought to you by Gold Buyers of Alaska. You can trust Gold Buyers of Alaska and their incredible attention to detail. Buy or sell gold, silver, bullion, investment metals. Protect your wealth and build your individual retirement account with Gold Buyers of Alaska, 915 30th Avenue. The Precious Metals Report, Monday through Friday on KFAR at 7:40 a.m. and 2:03 p.m. Gold Buyers of Alaska.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at kfarradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
50-50 Friday, the absolute best deal in Fairbanks. Half price for all of your favorite restaurants, services, sporting goods, entertainment, and more. Call the radio station at 451-5910. Tell them you want your business in. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny in advertising. And you hit 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks. Every hour, every day, for an entire week. It's a great way to grow and bring in new customers. And if you're looking for great deals, right now, we have some awesome items on the site that are still available from past Fridays. Go online now to this station's website and click on the red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Check out what we still have remaining at half price. Could be dinners, services, or something you've been wanting for a long time. Now you'll get it at half price. So log on to this station's website right now and see what we have left for 50-50 Friday. Or contact us at the radio station if you would like your business involved in this fantastic deal. It's 50-50 Friday, only from the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Weather brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoors. Your next adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle. It's Frontier Outfitters.
KFAR Weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times
today,
with daytime highs approaching 28 below. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Slight chance for snow tonight. Lows level off around 37 below. Partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Slight chance for snow. Highs level off around 35 below. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here with Representative Mike Prox, District 33. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. So, over the break, we were talking about the expanded medical costs that the state of Alaska has to put out when Walker agreed to the Medicaid expansion for rural Alaska, the Bush.
Yep.
And how much is that, $275 million?
Well, the state of Alaska has won a grant. It was part of this big, beautiful bill. But the federal government, our congressional delegation and others passed a bill to take a look at rural health care, and that applies countrywide, and in the whole state of Alaska is classified as rural. Anyway, we got a grant. We won a grant of $270 million per year for the next 5 years to make investments and reforms to our state.
So that's inflow, not outflow of income.
It's income to the state.
Yeah.
For that. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully, when all is said and done, the cost of providing medical service, and really the whole statewide cost, mm-hmm. will be reduced by, well, who knows how much. That's what we got to figure out.
Well, we're getting $275 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
A year.
For the next five years.
Mm-hmm. So $1.25 billion, mm-hmm. basically $1.4 billion.
Right.
$1.3 billion.
Yep.
And from there, stick it into a savings account and use the interest to pay the bills. Can you do that?
I don't think that's an option.
This is my thought.
That's a thought. Yeah, right. No, it is to look at the whole healthcare system.
You get 5% on that, you know, and you're talking $60 million, $70 million a year to fund this thing.
Right. And
just a thought.
It's a thought. Yeah.
And they have a population of $750,000 and you have $60 million. There's your study.
Well, there we
there's
go.
Your
and
study.
That'd be the sure way to do it. Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And really, I got to give a shout out to the commissioner of Health and Social Services,
mm-hmm.
Heidi Hedberg.
Mm-hmm.
And Deputy Commissioner Ricci, can't remember her first name. We call her DC, but that's just because she's Deputy Commissioner. But they really did, I thought, an incredible job of spooling up Alaska's healthcare system in response to the COVID pandemic. You know, the governor shut everything down. When that first broke out, and the rationale was that if this is as bad as we think it is, our healthcare system is not going to be able to take care of all the people that catch COVID. And so if you remember, he shut everything down for a while. And
yeah.
That was until they could spool up and get their response so the state could gear up and get the response. And they just did a remarkable job of setting that up. Now, whatever you think about COVID, whether it was worth doing or not, I don't know. But those folks in the Health and Social Services Department just did a really good job. They were given a mission, and they really did a good job of setting it up. My hat's off to them. And they're, at least the two of them, and I'm sure there's a whole bunch more, are working on the same thing. And they're really taking a common sense approach to it. They've got a lot of experience, years of experience with doing this. Deputy Commissioner Ricci has been involved with Medicaid for, well, as long as I've been in the legislature. And she really knows that inside and out. And she is focused on trying to do what we can to get rid of, you know, what is wasteful and things, paperwork involved with prior authorizations, as an example. To the extent that you're spending money on paperwork, that is wasteful. Some of that is necessary,
mm-hmm.
But at some point it becomes wasteful. And so we can improve our paperwork handling system by quite a bit, and she realizes that. And that, too, will be the legislature getting involved in giving them permission to do something a little different. And then spool up our computer systems are archaic. And if we can just get the different programs talking to each other, that you don't have to duplicate the entry for every little service that you provide, that will be a big step. And getting transportability, I guess it would be called, of medical records. Single database or something like that. So that if you if you go to a clinic and have some service and they refer you to a hospital somewhere, instead of faxing stuff back and forth, it'll all be in a single database that is accessible to all of the different providers.
Okay.
And that should be a big step in the right direction. And getting the prior authorization straightened out.
So this is something that can be done by the administration, not by the legislature.
I think most of that can just, well, certainly the upgrade. They've got the authority to do that.
Yeah.
Some of the other stuff, there's legislative
requirements. I just don't trust the legislature.
On something like this,
because you have Wilikowski
yep.
down there, and you got some very exceptionally non-fiscally educated
yep.
people.
Yep. I resemble that remark. No, you're absolutely right. It is very difficult to get things through the legislature, and that's what we got to pay attention to, that those of us that are not getting a direct benefit.
When they put Wilikowski in chairman of the rules, that damaged any aspect of getting anything done.
It is a challenge, and there's others that just look, they're beholden to special interests, really, and they're representing the special interests rather than looking at this in terms of the entire population, the general, what is the general welfare? And we're all, to a degree, susceptible to that prejudice. And we have to be careful, that we don't do that, that we don't get too beholden to those who are supporting us in study, get to the bottom of it as best we can, and hopefully we'll get that done. You have to be optimistic.
True, that's what I like about you. So, has on a political basis, has anyone come out and said they're running against you yet?
I have not heard of anybody that has jumped in. Certainly, I haven't seen anybody that's filed.
Now, I'm reading about your town that you represent, the town of North Pole, reading about this morning's conundrum.
Of distributing the bed tax.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
It is. It's what happens when you get political decisions.
It sounds like one person with the last name of Rolf wanted to be the smartest, and it's only her way in the room.
You could say that, but on the other hand, no, she's, I'm glad that she's bringing the conversation up. There's some substance to what you're saying.
There's a difference between bringing the conversation up and stopping funding that must be done by the end of the year.
That's where you get into some
problems. And having the city attorney saying, yes, this was called correctly. And then the backbone of a few members disappearing. I mean, talk about weak-kneed body of legislation out there. And that's, you represent those dummies. God almighty. Hate to bring it up, Mike.
I have to say nice things about them. And, we're all amateurs. That's important for people to
understand. There's a difference between amateurs and purposely being obstructionist. And that's what that came across me as. Purposeful obstruction.
Yeah. We'll see how that plays out.
Oh, it's not playing out by the end of the year.
It's going to be a little tough to do that. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then they have to think about that. Just, there's some just because you applied, you should get some money. Well, that's not quite the public good. And what is they haven't decided what is the highest and best use for those tax dollars that come from people that run hotels and B&Bs.
Hold it. That's what you have that committee there for.
Yes.
And they're complying with the ordinance of the committee that the committee's under. It sounded just like, one person wanted to be obstinate and put fear in the others, I would have told her where to go, but that's just me.
That's just you. Yeah.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break while I berate Mike over the break here.
Yeah, right.
We will be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at
KFARradio.com. Tensions still high between Israel and Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talked about the possibility of putting in an international stabilization force inside Gaza next year, tells Fox he believes it's only going to be possible if Hamas is disarmed.
If we disarm Hamas, whether with an international force or by any other means, yes, I see a different future for Gaza. And it's the one remaining step. Everybody understands that. I think Hamas understands it. That's why they don't want to do it.
We're getting ready here in New York City for the annual New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. Millions of people getting ready to watch that ball drop and welcome in a new year. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
At this time, there are no known specific credible threats to the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. As always, the men and women of the NYPD will be out there keeping everyone safe.
Law enforcement agencies on the lookout for vehicle ramming attacks in particular. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports new data shows the number of confirmed Alaska flu cases more than doubled from the last report, according to the Department of Health snapshot data for the week of December 20th. Flu cases have been on the rise since mid-November, according to the updated Alaska Department of Health respiratory virus snapshot published December 20th of 2025. This December update saw the largest jump in cases since the increase started, going from 391 lab confirmed cases the week of December 13th to 816 the week of December 20th. It's quite a rise from the same time last year, which reported only 108 lab-confirmed cases in the week of December 21st of 2024. But the next week, which had the reporting date of December 28th of 24, saw a jump in cases to 484. And this past week's numbers rivals the 2025 peak at 990 cases, reported March 1st of 2025, according to the Department of Health. The Center for Disease Control said the flu season is just starting and is potentially gearing up to be substantial.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
CAD is Customer Appreciation Day at the Great Alaska Pizza Company. Our very best waiting for you today, just $6. Carry out medium cheese or pepperoni pizzas for $6. Customer Appreciation Day is today at Gapco. Carry out medium cheese or pepperoni pizza for $6.
The Great Alaska Pizza Company.
There's a new radio show echoing across the last frontier, Alaska Tracks. Alaska Tracks celebrates the heritage, landscapes, and deeply rooted traditions of life in Alaska. Hosted by wildlife biologist and lifelong outdoorsman Randy Zarkey, Alaska Tracks brings you firsthand stories from hunters, bush pilots, trappers, scientists, artists, and elders who know the land, live the lifestyle, and keep Alaska's legacy alive. Based on an oral history project by the Alaska Trappers Association, each episode is a bridge between generations, between bush and city, between past and future. Alaska Tracks isn't just a show. It's a living archive, a celebration, and a call to stay connected to Alaska's roots. Proudly presented by KFAR Radio and supported by sponsors who celebrate Alaska's story. Rod Saw Shop, Ginger Oram with Crown Real Estate, Interior Welding Extreme North Trailers, and Frontier Outfitters. Alaska Tracks, Saturdays at 1:30 p.m., only on KFAR Radio.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick, soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or birdseed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have a very humble representative of District 33. You know, and that's the thing about you. You're such a fine person. You understand your constituents very well.
Yep. It's a difficult balance. There are a lot of things in the world that are screwed up. And
that's government can get screwed up a lot at times.
It really can.
That's more, I read it more as entertainment. Okay, what did the city of North Pole do this time?
It'll be interesting. They'll work it out. We'll see. But
you know what? They're going to work it out. You want to know why? Because there's going to be some people not getting funding for what they want or to do right now, and they're going to start screaming, what are you got clowns doing?
Yep.
Get this figured out now.
Yep. And they, the history bed tax way back when, that's been, goodness, what, 30 years ago that the visitor industry actually called for the bed tax.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that, we'll just invest this in marketing Fairbanks and we'll build the visitor industry and that'll be good for the public. Well, yeah, good idea, but they should have gotten together and formed a club or a committee or something and just did all of that internal, because now there's just a big fight over bed tax every year.
And, on North Pole?
Well, North Pole has gotten into it.
Not the city of Fairbanks.
Well, there was for quite a while. It has straightened itself out, but it took quite a while.
It was always, the fight was how much would Explore Fairbanks get.
Right.
And so we got that figured out.
Yep. Yeah, and that's finally settled itself out. And they have to go through kind of the same thing in North Pole to get it figured out. And then
But this stopped at the legislative level of the North Pole City Council.
Right.
Not of the user of the funds level, which is usually the fight.
Yes. And
Big difference.
And then they did change the rules on the committee and all of that. After everybody had submitted their application, is my understanding, then they changed the rules of the committee, how the committee works and who's on the committee. And that was probably a mistake. In retrospect, it certainly was a mistake because that's generated this controversy.
the controversy on the paper was the meeting wasn't posted correctly.
Well, and that too.
Yeah. It had nothing to do with who's getting money and how it was distributed.
Yeah.
We can't meet. And the clerk and the city attorney going, yeah, you can.
Yeah. The we went through that drill too when I was on the assembly. We met an organizational meeting that, by the strict interpretation of the statute, didn't even require an open meetings notice.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought, well, what the heck? Let's at least notify this, do the minimum requirements, and so we did. But it didn't get out. It wasn't posted in the paper. Was the issue. And so we met, and somebody who was, if you will, on the other side happened by. We invited him in, but he didn't want to stay, and he filed an open meetings complaint. And then instead of us standing our ground, we
acquiesced.
We acquiesced, and that was a big mistake. The Open Meetings Act, yeah, you want open meetings, great, but that really gets in the way of something has to be done now. When there's time is of the essence.
Yeah. There is a way to comply with the Open Meetings Act within an emergency situation.
Mm-hmm.
You have those options.
Right. Yep. And you have to keep the boat moving or the airplane flying. You can't stop flying the airplane because other things are going to happen.
That is correct.
Yeah. And it's an imperfect.
So you're going to leave here in a little bit and you're going to go make a vote. Caucus vote.
We're the two folks, gentlemen, that were appointed by the governor have to be approved, accepted, if you will, by the, in this case, the Republican caucus. in the House, and so we're going to be meeting with them this afternoon and just make sure there wasn't something that wasn't considered, I guess.
You have to go through the procedure. Now, someone's not going to get up there and say we weren't noticed correctly, so we can't we can't admit these people. You're not going to have that, are you?
No, I don't think so.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to, you know, during the commercial break, I'll give State Senator Mike Kronk a phone call. And
yeah, that'd be good.
We'll be back after these messages. We're going to get off the North Pole City Council dime. But I promise nothing.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
This holiday season, something incredible happened in the Golden Heart community. Thanks to you, our amazing listeners, local businesses, and our generous sponsors, the Pump Up the Kids Adopt a Family program was a tremendous success. We came together to lift up struggling families, filling wish lists, easing burdens, and bringing a little extra magic to homes that needed it most. And to our sponsor, Kumon, thanks isn't big enough. Your kindness, your support, and your heart made this season brighter for so many of our neighbors. This holiday season, something incredible happened in the Golden Heart community. Thanks to you, our amazing listeners, local businesses, and our generous sponsors, the Pump Up the Kids Adopt a Family program was a tremendous success. We came together to lift up struggling families, filling wish lists, easing burdens, and bringing a little extra magic to homes that needed it most. And our sponsor, members of the Napa Auto Care Group, like Pager Road Auto Repair, Gas and Diesel Doctor, Frontline Automotive, and Gabe's Truck and Auto Repair. Your kindness, your support, and your heart made this season brighter for so many of our neighbors. Because of you, families across our community will feel hope, warmth, and joy this holiday season. So from all of us and from every family touched by your generosity, thank you, members of the Napa Auto Care Group, Pager Road Auto Repair, Gas and Diesel Doctor, Frontline Automotive, and Gabe's Truck and Auto Repair. Together, we pumped up the kids and lifted the whole community.
KFAR weather.
A blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 28 below. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Slight chance for snow, 37 below. Slight chance for snow tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 35 below. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have David Pruse on the radio with you. I have Representative Mike Prox in the studio. And I have State Senator Mike Kronk calling in from Tok, how you doing, Senator Kronk?
Very good. How are you guys?
Doing well. This is going to be weird for me, a Mike and Mike show. like the old sports show, Mike and Mike in the morning. Yeah. This is great. So, Senator, you're getting ready to go down to Juneau, and you're the minority leader. Congratulations on that, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I've always found you to be, and along with Representative Prox here, a good, cool hand in a storm, and I look at your upcoming legislative session as storms on the horizon.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I was just planning on going down and, doing my best. I always look at it this way, no matter what, people elect every one of us. We're all leaders in our own aspect, right? Somebody has a title, obviously, but we all have a job to do, and hopefully this session can be productive in getting some things done for Alaska.
Okay. Getting things done for Alaska, you have a big one, the gas line potential. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, we keep, hearing things, I look like the FID went from, December to January now or February, so that's a little concerning, but I think we've all been here. I think it would be great, obviously, for the state. And I had dinner with some of the guys, the Glen Farm people, and my whole concern was that how does the interior benefit? And that is our gas. And if we're not getting dirt cheap gas to Alaskans, I'm not sure
how it's going to go.
Benefits us, right? I mean, it's our gas. We should do something for us, right? And that's my whole basis of it.
You know, I've always said that if you do the gas line, it has to have three components in it. One, the spur line has to be wrapped into the cost of the main line, because you can't have 4,000 people paying for a $50 to $60 million addition. You can't have any tariffs paid by the people who are using the gas. It has to be free in-state gas use, because it treats everyone the same. And four, if you have a eminent domain or if you have a easement coming over, there can be no revenue charged to the ratepayers on any easement costs, because that's just, it's unaffordable. It makes the gas unaffordable. All those three things make the gas unaffordable.
Correct, right? And again, when are we going to do something for us Alaskans? So I think that has to be the baseline of it. You know, we know that cheap energy is the key to the future of Alaska, and specifically for the interior. I mean, we can all sit here and look at it. This is the winter of old times of the 80s and 90s. Where
I know it's great, isn't it?
it reminds me of being in my youth. It's like, yeah, this is back to the good old winters of, you know, maybe it gets warms up to minus 20, but it goes down to minus 70 or 80, right? And, you know, thank God we've had a little break over here on our, you know, in the eastern side, you know, where it's only 20 below, but, you know, we had where it was like 60 below every day, right? So this kind of reminds me, this is the whole reason we need, you know, we need cheap energy, but we also need reliable electricity, right? You know,
so yes,
we're talking about base loads. We can't be messing around with stuff that doesn't provide base loads.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And then you look at our weather. This is what I consider normal. Well, this is a Fairbanks winter. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. It's mm-hmm. letting us know in December and January. You live in Fairbanks, Alaska, in December and January. Yet, down in Anchorage and Mat-Su, the winds that hit there. Mm-hmm. Now, that is not normal. And what they've been through and the damages, you know. And then I read about, you know, Unalaska, the airport at Unalaska, the damage to the airport, the runway tarmac.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're Fairbanksans. We're used to this stuff. But there's some weird stuff also happening out there.
Yep.
There is. I mean, look at Juneau right now. You know,
yes.
I mean, there's like 4 feet of snow in the last 2 days, you know. And I drove through the winds on 2 weekends ago, and then obviously Sunday.
I read your Facebook post about 650 miles. It's Mr. Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Did he get an endangered species trap during that event?
Not during the drive. No.
Okay. Had to ask the question. Oh boy. So what as the minority leader of the state senate for the state of Alaska, I don't see you changing much in your operational profile, because I saw last year on, you know, your first year as state senate and you're on finance, you got along with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see a change of acrimony from you.
No, I'm not. You know, I mean, this will be my sixth year down as you know, and I know everybody has their opinions on stuff, but no matter what, we somehow have to figure out how we work together to accomplish the goals that, you know, Alaska needs, right? And again, I respect the voters, the people. All of us are leaders in our own way, right? I mean,
yeah.
Again, somebody has to have that title, unfortunately, but I'm more of a leader, you know, you buy in, right? You know,
consensus.
Yeah, and you make sure everybody knows we're on the same page, and I have no problem sharing responsibility if somebody, you know, has ideas and stuff like that. So I don't see a big change. Obviously, we're not in the majority, so, and, you know, I always highlight to people that if you want change,
I look at you and compare you to Senator Wielichowski out of Anchorage. With Wielichowski, if you're a Republican and you bring in a good idea, he will kill it. It goes no further. Rules Committee, dead. I don't care. If it's this governor, dead. I'm here to embarrass him. you, your personality, if this is a great idea and you're a Democrat, yeah, we're going to run with this. This is a good idea. Those are the two significant differences I see.
Yeah, and you know, I agree. It's like, hey, a good idea for Alaska is good for Alaska. It doesn't matter if it comes from the Democrat side or the Republican side. All I care about is my state, and good ideas come from both sides. And you got to be able to sit down and talk with each other and say, hey, you know, you can just say, hey, I can't agree with that. You know, I mean, that's okay too. But we don't have to go to war against each other. We got to find the common ground and say, okay, let's work on the things we need at this time. And if you don't control the gavel, you're more listening than.
Yeah, that's right. You're once in a while, they'll come to you because they might need a vote. And that's when you extract some items for you.
Correct.
You ready for a phone call? I think I've probably riled up some people out of Anchorage. Ready? Gentlemen, you too, Mike Brox?
Ready for a moment, yep.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name is Alan.
Hello, Alan. How are you doing? And how come I haven't gotten any kimchi this year?
Oh, man.
I mean, this week. This month. This last quarter. Come on.
Cabbage is out of season.
Bah, humbug.
No, but I got a question for, is Senator Cronk still on?
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah. So him and Representative McCabe introduced the bill to restrict trawling or draggers within state waters. And I'm curious to find out, or curious to know how they think that will reduce the bycatch, since the fish come from the blue, you know, come from the federal waters and swim into the state waters.
Hey, Al. Obviously, a majority of our bycatch is in the federal waters, and it basically it's like, what do we control, right? So we do control our state waters. You know, we control hatcheries. So basically, this is a bill, you know, introduced to highlight what's going on, but also show that, hey, the state does care. It controls. I mean, one of those, I think it was 2 years ago, that the 2000, there's a catch of 2000 kings. I believe that bycatch was in state waters at the time. So it's just to highlight the fact that this is not, this fishery is not, it's killing Alaska. You know, by removing the food, the forage food, the biomass out of the ocean.
I think
it's, I highlight it, right?
Yeah, the removal of biomass, I think that's right on the shoulders of putting 800 billion pink salmon from the hatcheries, just the state of Alaska alone, not counting Russia or Japan.
Correct.
Now, a different area of thought. Was I reading here a few days ago that the commercial fishing interests want to limit the sport fishing harvest of halibut to one per day?
Yeah. They're all hanging fruit.
Yeah, again, the little guy gets hurt the most, right? And those are the people that are Alaskans that put food in their freezer. We're last on. And you know what? That's the. I guess, Al, the main question is, that's the agenda I want to change, because we've been the low-lying fruit. And it's
right.
Like, no, Alaskans need to be the number one, and we can work.
Yeah, that's where we need some statutory help, is to prioritize personal use, subsistence, commercial, and sport fishing.
Yeah, you know, and right now you see an Al on the Laundry House Gang. Next time I'll bring this up to you. You have right now they want to change federal oversight on the subsistence hunting to have more. Enforce more rural. I don't have that information in front of me right now.
Right.
But it seems
that's a whole other show.
Yeah, that's a whole other show.
Yeah, it's hunting and fishing. It's,
but my thought is always you feed your people first, and I don't care where you're from. If you're an Alaskan, you all have the same inalienable rights, in my thought,
right,
when it comes to fish and food of the product of harvesting in Alaska. Now, I don't eat fish, and I don't go hunting anymore for to feed myself.
Oh, you have to turn in your Alaskan card then.
No. What I do is I go with people and I pack it out and clean it for them, and I give them incredible gourmet meals while they're in the field. How's that for keeping my Alaskan card?
Alrighty.
So I know. Al, thank you for the phone call, my friend. You take care, buddy. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Now that's a guy who you want to talk with because Al's on the board of game.
Al knows hunting and fishing inside and out, and I'm really glad that he takes the time to do that.
You know, I had a C.B. Bettysworth one time, and I put Al in this realm. C.B. Bettysworth asked me, what's my thoughts on education? And I looked at him and I said, whatever your wife, Karen Perdue, says it is. That's my thoughts on education, because she's so, you know, she's on the board of Regents, University of Alaska, you know, just incredible. So my thoughts on fish and game is whatever Al and the Laundry House gang think that my thoughts should be. Simple as that. I cede my thoughts to their knowledge and background. Oh, so when do you go down to Juneau there, Senator?
I haven't picked a date yet. Probably the 17th-ish, somewhere in there. Don't want to go down too early. Don't want to go down too late. I want to highlight something Al just said. You know, we bring up what we're talking about. And again, the whole message for us should be Alaskans must be number one. It doesn't matter if it's fish, game, energy, right? When are we going to take care of us? When are we going to be number one? Alaskans. And I think this message refers back to everything we do. When are we going to put us first versus all the other interests? We have to be number one. We have to look out for Alaskans number one. So
very well put. Very well put. Yeah. Well, any items that you're going to be putting into statute as a bill?
We have a few ideas. A lot of people say, how much effort do you put into something that's not going to have the time to be passed, right? We do have a simple bill that you always say simple, it's easy. I think we have one we're going to drop that basically refers to school boards and substitute teaching. So if you're a regional school board member, you can't substitute teach in Alaska. But our other one is we want to make sure that we can't have felons on our school board. There's actually
convicted or present.
So I want to say it's a simple bill, but you know, nothing's ever simple in Juneau.
Well, you know, specific certain felons can vote. Now, I would think that you don't want a person who's been convicted of child molestation felony on a school board.
Correct. And we'll work that out, you know, as we talk about it, right? We obviously there could be some language.
Yeah, yeah. And a person of financial crimes, you probably don't want a school board either.
Moral turpitude is the legal expression.
Yeah, let's not let him access to money.
Yeah. So, I mean, that obviously the trolling bill's out there, and that is more of a highlight bill. That's been resources, and I know Senator Geisel had one hearing on that. So, but again, there's going to be a lot of, you know, obviously I would guess we're going to focus on energy, anything energy, and that could pick up all the, you know, oxygen.
Yeah. We got 1 minute left. We're going to take a phone call. Just 1 minute, okay?
Yeah.
Well, so much for that phone call. He hung up on us. So anyway, Senator, you got 30 seconds left in the show, and then I'll give Representative 30 seconds left. So go ahead, Senator Kronk.
Oh, thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on the show and talk. And obviously, it's always fun to get on the show with you guys and have a little laugh and share a little info for the people. So look forward to get down to session and doing the work of for Alaskans.
It's appreciated, buddy. You take care. Talk to you later. Now, Representative Prox, I have a question for you. Tomorrow we're going to have a show on the history of the Pioneer Park in Alaska Land and everything like that. Weren't you on the Borough Assembly when you changed the name?
No, I don't think so. I think
you're sure about that?
I'm not sure about
positive.
That.
Final answer.
I would take responsibility. 97 to 2000.
Okay. Anyway, appreciate you being on the radio here, Shell.
Yeah.
That's our show for today. Fairbanks, you have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow with Joni Skillebrand. We're going to talk about Pioneer Park.
News and conversation. KFAR 660 AM Fairbanks. K248DK 97.5.